I was born in Pakistan and I grew up as a Muslim, and all my life I was taught to follow Allah, and Muhammad is the final prophet of Islam. And I was taught that, and I believed that there was four books that came from heaven, but the final book was the Quran, and it was the final revelation. And so I used to go to study the Quran after school for 3 to 4 hours at a time every single day, because my family wanted me to be ingrained with the truth of what I believed. And the one thing I remember as a Muslim was that I was always opposed or brought up to oppose the deity of who Jesus is. The Quran talked about Jesus, but we could never call him the Son of God. That was blasphemy. In fact, that was the greatest sin that any Muslim could ever commit, was to confess that Jesus is the Son of God. And so that's the mindset I was brought up with. And I was brought up with, I wanted to be a servant of God. I wanted to obey God. I wanted to be obedient. I wanted His will for my life. I wanted to know His, just obey Him and submit to Allah. There's a hope in every Muslim heart, and was in mind that I would go to heaven, but I thought I could only go to heaven through good works. And so I would hope that God would one day have mercy on me. But there was no real guarantee. And one thing I remember, even as a young child, sitting on a couch in my living room, I was probably 5, 6 years old, and I remember thinking that whoever God is, I wonder, is He a good God? How is He? I just inquired in my heart. I didn't really have an answer at that time. But I remember thinking thoughts like that, wanting to know more than what I did know about God or Allah, as I would say, as a Muslim. I wanted to have a higher education in my life, and I left the country for the purposes of education. And then later, I got involved in business. And in business, some of the people I was connecting with and working with, many of them were Christians, or they believed that Jesus was the Son of God. Now this I did not like, because as a Muslim, this was an open confrontation, because I thought that they were deceived and that the Bible was inaccurate, that it was changed. And I remember telling them that the Bible's changed, it's inaccurate, that it's not correct, and that you should not call Jesus as God's Son, and that's blasphemy. And that's really where my first introduction to Jesus came along. Some people, I do remember, they had a peace about them. And not all of them, but some of them had some kind of peace I could tell that they had. And that, you know, I was a little curious about that, but not enough to investigate. I was more interested in saying, you know, let's bring these Christians and help them see the Quran. Let them accept Islam and submit to Allah. That is what I was trying to do. I was invited to a church. And I said, no, I don't go to church. I'm a Muslim. Don't invite me to church. But you can come to a mosque if you like, I said to them. So then later, they invited me, some Christian businessmen invited me to a business conference where there was successful people in business training on how to be successful in business. So I knew that I wanted education, I wanted to learn how to be successful. That's why I was getting more education. And so I went to this conference, and there was probably 20,000 people in this auditorium. And on the Sunday morning, they stopped the conference and they had this service. They called it a Christian service, which I thought that only occurred in a church or a building. So here was something that they were gonna do that I didn't want to go to. But someone said to me, if you come to this service, you can have a front row seat. And as you sit in the front row after this conference is over, you can keep your seat for the remainder of this business conference. So that was a good idea, because I was going to be there. Secondly, they said whoever's going to be speaking is a businessman. He's not a priest. He's not some kind of religious leader. He's just a businessman. And I thought as a Muslim, well, how bad can that be to hear a businessman? So I went there to get my front row seat. And this man got up, and the first thing he said was, Jesus is the Son of God. Now that offended me as a Muslim. I got angry. And then he said, there's no name given by which you must be saved except the name of Jesus. And he said, if you reject Jesus, He goes, you will go to hell. And I did not like that at all. But he said one other thing. He said, but if you receive Jesus, then you are guaranteed to go to heaven and spend eternity with Jesus. Now that made me mad too. And that was the beginning of me hearing about Jesus and how they were very bold about him. There was a boldness about this Jesus. But I thought the man speaking was deceived. And I said, it's my responsibility as a Muslim to go speak to him and correct him, because I thought he was wrong. And so he did this invitation for people out of the audience to come to the front by the stage, and he basically was inviting them to come to Jesus. I didn't quite understand, but when he gave the invitation, I got up and I ran, and I was one of the first people there because I thought I could talk to the man now. But by the time I got to the front of this stage, I noticed hundreds of people started to come out of the aisles and they began to run to the front. And so when I got to the front, I got stuck to the front of the stage. And all these people were there. It was literally about 3,000 to 5,000 people. And I didn't know what to do. I thought maybe I should leave, but I couldn't. I got stuck. And I remember the businessman, he had tears in his eyes and he was looking at everybody. And he said, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. And he started his prayer by saying, Jesus is the Son of God. And I said, no, I can't say that. I'm a Muslim. So I said my kalma. I said, if they're going to say something like that, I'm going to say my kalma, which is the statement of faith of a Muslim. And I said that and I left there. And two of my Christian friends came to me and they wanted to give me a hug. And they said, congratulations. And I said, what for? And they said, well, you went to receive and become a Christian. I said, no, don't you ever call me a Christian. I'm a Muslim. And I remember saying to them, I said, the mountains can shake, the earth can move, but there's nothing on this earth that can make me say that Jesus is the Son of God. I went to another conference, and again, they reserved me a front row seat for that Sunday morning. So I went there, and I realized that they give invitation after talking about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life. They gave invitation to invite people to the front again, and I went to the front again. But that's when I realized that they were trying to win people through to Jesus through business. And I made a decision as a Muslim that I would do the same thing, and I would hold meetings and preach from the Quran and give open invitation to Christians and other people to come to Islam, accept Muhammad as the final prophet, and to embrace Islam and submit to Allah. That's what I wanted to do as a Muslim. But I had to learn how they were doing it, because in business I was taught, learn from them who are already successful. But I noticed they had a lot of good results and I wanted to learn what they were doing so I could learn and be integrate with their community and be able to do it for Islam. And that is how it all began. But then I went back to another conference and I went to spy and to see how they do it. And I remember they were doing and talking about how Jesus is the Son of God, how anyone who believes upon Jesus or even calls upon his name would become a son or a daughter or a child of God. They would receive the right to become children of God. I remember they were talking about that. Then at the end, this businessman asked all the people in the audience to stand up, about 20,000. So out of courtesy, I stood up as well. And I knew now that he was about to give this invitation to the front like they normally do. And I knew I did not need to respond because now I knew what it meant. So while I stood there and he began to invite people to this front, suddenly the living God showed up. And when God came, I knew with every fiber of my being, my very spirit, my soul, my very body, that I was standing before the Most High God. And his presence stood right before me, went right through me, encircled me. I felt ambushed and I was alone with God. I had so many questions in my mind. I didn't understand what's going on. Why is God manifesting himself? What's happening? I never experienced the majesty of God, but I knew that I was standing before him. And I asked him one question and I said, God, as loud as I could from my heart, I said, God, what are you doing here? I thought these are the bad guys. What I meant was, why would God manifest amongst a people that are blaspheming in my thought by worshiping Jesus as the Son of God. So when I was before him, I heard a voice. It was an audible voice. And I heard this voice say to me, "No, these are my children." And he said it again, "No, these are my children." And a third time, "No, these are my children." When he said that, it was as if a veil or something fell from my eyes. Now I knew with every fiber of my being that Jesus is the Son of God. It was a revelation. I didn't just believe it, I knew it. And now I had to respond. And I walked to the front and I confessed with my mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, that he truly was born of a virgin, and that he shed his blood and he did die on a cross. And I confessed that God raised him from the dead the third day. And I remember saying, I said, "Jesus, would you come into my heart? Would you take away my stony heart? Would you give me a new heart that I might love the Father as you?" And so in this revelation, I knew in my heart, the deepest part of me, the core of my being already knew by revelation that Jesus is the Son of God. Now in my mind, I didn't understand that part. I didn't understand how could this be, because my mind was trained to oppose that. I didn't have the understanding yet, but I had the revelation. After I came to the realization of who Jesus is, I had a hunger and a desire to know him and understand what I knew in my heart to be true. So I got a hold of a Bible. Someone gave me a Bible. So I began to read this word, and I would open it and I would read it, you know, as much as I could every day, and then I put it down, or I might get tired or I'd go to sleep. But one morning, the Holy Spirit came into the place that I was, and this river of God began to flow from the top of my head to the soles of my feet for 3 hours. And I heard a voice, and I heard words I never heard all my life as a Muslim. And this is what I heard. I heard the Father speak to me, and he said, "I love you, son. I love you, son." And he said it a third time, "I love you, son." I never heard those words as a Muslim. And all I wanted to ever be was a servant. But here was God saying, "Son." And when I got up from that floor about 10:30, I picked up the Bible. And when I opened it up and I'd look at the page, literally one page or passage at a time would leap off the page, go into my heart and explode. And I had understanding in my mind. Now I understood the very word I wanted to know, that I could learn more about Jesus and about God. And this scriptures began to be written on my heart. And for 36 hours, I did not put that Bible down. I did not eat, I did not drink, but for 36 hours, I read through the whole Bible. It was fast. I looked at the page, it would jump into my heart. I began to have understanding. And I realized that the Spirit of God, who is the author of this book, began to write this word on the very tables of my heart. And that began, that's when I really began to see a change in me. From that moment, I had a certain change. I had an understanding. It was as if prior to that, I would be drowning in water in my new Christian life. I didn't understand. I'd come up for a breath, and then I'd feel like I'm drowning again because the circumstances, the challenges. But then at this very moment, when I had this revelation and I began to understand the scriptures, I began to, as if symbolically speak, walk on the water. And that's when life began to change. And every person I came in contact with in my life, they came to Jesus. That they came to Jesus, not right away sometimes, sometimes 2 years, sometimes three, sometimes immediately. But I began to see this life go and touch other people's hearts, and they began to respond to Jesus. See, revelation is like life entering into the heart of man. Light is illumination of that revelation or life in our heart coming into our understanding, coming into our mind. That's why this gentleman by the name of John once spoke about Jesus and said that in him was life and he was the light of men. See, we have life in us that becomes a light. See, many religions have light. Everybody has light, which is knowledge and information, but light alone is not enough. It is the life of God that brings a light, and that is the difference for me. When I was a Muslim, I had light, but the light in me was darkness. But now I have the life of Jesus that is a light unto men, including myself, where I can see Him as He really is. But you know, it takes the Spirit of the living God to open our eyes. To my Muslim brothers, what I would say is this, that there's a cry buried deep within their heart, and God hears. Ishmael, who was the first person to ever be named before birth by God, means God hears. And God hears the cry of every Muslim heart. 1.5 billion Muslims are in a spiritual wilderness with a cry that has been buried from their father Ishmael. And what's happening is God is about to awaken and answer the cry of the Muslim people and show them the well of living water that their heart thirsts for, and allow them to see in this living water the face of Jesus, so that they may know the Father who loves them and destined them as a people for in these times to come to a revelation of Jesus Christ. He knows the deepest desire and the deepest cry that even the Muslim does not know is buried so deep, suppressed within them. That is the cry that the Father wants to answer. And every Muslim cannot just be a servant, but have the opportunity to know God as Father. So the Father can impart identity, life. And the only way to know Father, God as Father, the only way to know God as Father is to know Jesus, whom He sent. Jesus did not just become the Son of God when He was born of a virgin. Jesus was the Word of God, who was with God before all creation. He is the same Word. The Quran calls Him the Word. He is that Word, and He is that Word that became flesh. He walked and dwelt among us. This Word, Jesus, is the living Word that the Muslim needs to receive. And this Word is the one that can give them life. Jesus is the Word that pre-existed before all creation. He is the Son of God because He is the Word that came and out of the Father. He is the Word that proceeded with the Father. This is what I would say to a Muslim. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The beginning is creation. If we go back before creation, there was a time when the Word was with God. If we go further back, there was a time when the Word was in God. And then the Word came out of God. And that's why it says, and the Father gave His only Son, so that we might believe and receive Him and have eternal life. Isaiah 65, you know, the scripture says that I reveal myself to even them that are not asking of me. I manifest myself to them that were not consciously seeking me. Then the next part of the verse says, I said, God speaking, behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name. I come from the nation of Islam, and I believe that God has a plan to reach out to people that don't even know Him, because He's made precedent to know them. And I really believe the same thing is going to happen where the Muslim people, my fellow brethren, are going to have an encounter, a head-on collision with the glory of Jesus Christ. And they're going to have their eyes open supernaturally, and they're going to see Jesus like they've never seen Him before. And the cry that is buried deep in every Muslim heart, that has been buried for centuries, will be awakened. And when that cry is awakened, when that cry comes forth, we are going to see a mass of people. And we're going to hear a sound of Muslim people coming out of the wilderness, spiritually speaking, into a revelation of the person of Jesus. And they're going to embrace the Father, and they're going to find their identity, and they're going to find out who they really are, and that how God always loved them, had a plan for them, and intends to reveal Jesus to them.